All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The IHSA administrator in charge of baseball is Sam Knox. We get a visit with him this afternoon. First up, a beautiful venue and a beautiful day for baseball in Peoria, Illinois. But this is a good setup for high school baseball.
It doesn't get better than this. It's perfect weather, great stadium and staff that take care of us every year. And it's kind of like baseball heaven this weekend. It's going great so far.
And the weather is the big thing that I know you guys always get worried about with baseball, because you don't like to shortchange the kids with specifically the placed the trophy games on Saturday, and it looks like it's pretty clear sailing moving into Saturday.
Yeah, you can't beat sunny and 85 degrees, and looking ahead to tomorrow, 20% chance of rain, I think we're going to be okay.
Well, and that's the other thing about baseball that is, you know, when you look at a weather situation, and I know you look at the regional and the sectional and the super sectional, you deal with those scheduling issues, you know, maybe with the exception of some lightning issues in football, maybe can move some stuff around a little bit, and you know, maybe severe snowstorm here or there. Baseball's a challenge, I know, and that's the one thing postseason wise that, you know, it's easy to criticize the host school, it's easy to criticize the IHSA, but man, when you're dealing with the weather in baseball, that's a challenge. I know it's been a little bit of a challenge in different parts of the state this postseason.
It has, and whenever you're dealing with weather, the weather usually wins. And we ask our host schools, whether they're regional, sectional, super sectional sites, we kind of phrase it this way: do everything in your power to host the game at your place. You can adjust the time, you can move to an artificial turf field if that works for you in your area, get all the people out with diamond dry and rakes and get the field going. And most host sites do a great job of doing that. They want the kids to play baseball too. And you know, when we roll the schedule out and say, here's the postseason schedule, it looks really good on paper at the very beginning, but then the rains come and things change and people, you know, get nervous about the forecast. But we're all in the same boat. We're all in this together, trying ultimately to get to this weekend, and we're blessed with great weather this weekend.
I've had several people ask me about, with the culture of travel baseball and travel softball, they say, why is it Sunday a possibility, with the caveat of maybe playing not necessarily Sunday morning like travel ball, but playing, you know, maybe late Sunday afternoon, early Sunday evening. Is that a possibility for baseball or softball? I assume the member schools, the participating schools, the hosts, they would have to kind of iron that out.
Yeah, that's a great question, and you're right. A lot of people are used to playing Sunday for youth basketball, volleyball, baseball, softball, everything. But the IHSA has a long-standing tradition of not playing on Sundays, and we don't play games on Sundays, even if it's rained out on a Saturday and it has to be played and it has to get ready for the super sectional, etc. We would simply take that Saturday game and postpone it to Monday and push the super sectional back a day if we had to. It's possible to play on Sunday if we get board of directors approval to do that. And in fact, there were at least one football playoff game in the fall of 15 that the huge snowstorm came on semifinal weekend, and I believe it was in your area of the state where a game was played on Sunday because the board approved it to be played on an artificial turf field to get the game in before the state finals. So that's a rare exception. So generally we say no, Sunday's not an option.
And that would take, basically, that'd be a member school bylaw type of amendment if you want to get serious about playing on Sundays. Now, this is my personal opinion. I just say for baseball, softball, because of weather, the possibility, I think, Sunday and trying to get this stuff in makes it a little bit easier. But that's me. But again, like I tell people, if they want to criticize the IHSA for stuff, it's a member-driven organization. And if a member school wants to change that, they have the opportunity to say, well, here it is. Let's see what the membership has to say.
That's absolutely right. People, you often hear, and I heard it many times when I was a teacher and a coach, and at E, well, the IHSA this or the IHSA that. Well, it's not our staff making those decisions. Our job is to make sure member schools follow the policies as they're written. You're right. They are created by our member schools. So certainly if a member school wants to bring up the concept of playing on Sunday when we absolutely have to get a game in, a school could propose that and see what the other member schools feel about it.
And then you factor in this year more so than ever with the new pitch count regulations. You factor that into the equation with some of these postponements and trying to get in these games. And that adds another level to it, too, I know.
Yeah, it was brand new for everybody this year. All coaches, umpires, including us at the IHSA office, we all went through it together and learned some new things. You know, we got some good feedback, both pro and con, about pitch count guidelines. But the coaches know that it's here to stay, and they've learned to coach probably a different way, develop more pitchers. And I said this in the Peoria Journal Star recently, and I didn't mean to sound like the bad guy, but I simply said, yeah, we're going to have rainouts, we're going to have delays, and maybe your postseason schedule isn't going to be a perfect route for you to get to state with pitching, but the teams that have done a better job developing more pitchers have simply put themselves in a better spot to get to this final weekend of the season.
Is, and I know that the season's not officially over yet, the 3A, 4A weekend is next week. Is there a turnaround for tweaking it where there could be some minor, you're not going to do away with the pitch count, but could there be some tweaking in time for the 2018 spring season, I guess?
It's always possible. We never, you know, simply sit on our policies and bylaws and say that's the way it's going to be from now till the end of time. Just like anything at a school, you're always looking at ways we can improve and make things better for the kids' experience. Our baseball advisory committee is really the one that came up with this policy, and ultimately the board approved it. But the baseball advisory meets annually, like every sports advisory meeting committee meets, and they meet in late August. So I'm sure we'll get some feedback from coaches. And we'll really look at, you know, how did it work the first year? What are some things that really are major things that need to be improved? You know, every baseball playing school in the state probably has their own stories of, well, this happened to us one day, or this happened to us, we had a no-hitter going, or whatever the case. Well, yeah, those things are going to happen with any policy, whether the number is 105, whether the number is 125. It's never going to be a perfect policy for every situation, but I think we've got a pretty good spot to start. And, yeah, we'll look at it going forward and maybe make little changes here and there. And, you know, again, with feedback from all of our coaches to make sure, you know, we're trying to do what's best for everybody. And the challenge, I said from the very beginning, the unique thing about Illinois is we're so diverse. We've got schools here this weekend that have 16 kids on their roster. Mm-hmm. And we've got schools next weekend in Joliet that will have, you know, grand total, freshman through senior, probably close to 100 kids on their roster. Big difference. And you're trying to develop a policy that fits all those teams at one time. It's a challenge.
You know, the other thing that I've talked about, too, is spring sport calendar. Now, the northern half, our listening audience can understand that. Now, I can come to the ballpark today and enjoy a ball game in the 80s and sun is out and there will be baseball now. You know, some of these games that are scheduled in mid-March, you know, practice starts in early March. Is there ever been, I know you're the first year in the IHSA, and I talked to another media guy earlier this year, and I said, man, why not push the season back about 2 weeks? And then you'd get over maybe mid-June to maybe the third or fourth week of June. And the criticism will always be people say, well, you're going beyond the school year. But then I look at the June calendar month, and I've had kids play football and basketball and baseball, and they're doing all those things in June. So why can't you? And it's just a handful of teams. I mean, you have to be alive to play at that weekend. Has there ever been any serious consideration at looking at an adjustment to the IHSA calendar, or would that take something from a member school?
It would certainly take something from a member school, a proposal to our playing season, what that looks like. You know, and where you're from, you know, right across the river in Iowa, they play a lot of their baseball season in the summer. So there's a model right there that we could look at to see if we want to go that direction. But it would, you know, we get that from schools from time to time. Boy, sure would be nice if we started this a little bit later and, like you said, maybe played our state finals near the end of June instead of early, middle June to give us better days, hopefully, like today. But again, we have such a diverse state. Those southern Illinois schools can be playing ball in late March in pretty good weather. But a lot of schools up north of Springfield and north of Bloomington and that way, sometimes they don't get on the field till early April. So it's a challenge no matter where we put the season. I think maybe one thing that schools, especially with the pitch count regulations, may look at is you know, our 35-game limit for baseball, softball. That's our number, and certainly everybody tries to get to that number. Maybe a coach will say, you know what, with the pitch counts and everything we've got going, maybe 35 is too many. Maybe 30 is a better number. Maybe some other number is better. So yeah, there's always thoughts of how can we make this better. And in your point, maybe it would be better to move the season back. But until we get that significant effort from our schools to say, let's do this, let's look at it really hard, we're going to keep the season as it is.
And then just getting back to the pitch count issue, I mean, have you Is there's nothing really on the table to tweak it yet, or are there anything that you look at that could be a possibility?
Well, there's coaches, you know, from across the state have given really, I think, positive feedback. I told them, for all of you coaches that work in schools, you'll know what I mean. When the principal stands up the first day of school and says, "Hey, everybody, we're going to try something brand new," not every staff member and teacher jumps up and says, "This is the greatest idea ever." There's some criticism. There's some skepticism at first. Is this going to work? How's this going to feel and look like? And I think that's how the baseball coaches took the pitch count policy at first. But much of the feedback we've gotten lately has been very positive. They've said, "Hey, it's forced us to develop more pitchers. More kids have had a chance to pitch, and that's a good thing. You know, we're not relying on one or two kids to get us through the season." But back to your question of, are there anything on the table right now to really change? No. I've got some general notes that coaches have sent my way through phone calls or emails, and even talking to some of the guys here this weekend at the state finals. Some of them feel like maybe that number 105 is a little too low, especially as we get later into the year and it's warming up, and my kid could probably throw 120 on a day like today and still be okay. But every kid's different, and we don't know. You know, 105 for one kid is a great limit. Maybe 120 for another kid is a great limit too. But, you know, like I always say, you've got to draw the line somewhere, and 105 is where we are now. And we felt like that's pretty well in line with the USA Baseball Pitch Smart guidelines, and we felt like, well, if that's a proven number, then let's go with that the first year and see where it takes us.
Sam Knox in his first year with the IHSA will give him credit for the beautiful weather at Dozer Park in Peoria. Sam, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good to visit with Sam Knox with the IHSA, and back with more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.